Can you describe the working environment at the Port Isabel Detention Center when you were employed there and your fellow employees' attitudes towards the detainees?
Well, their attitude towards the detainees was really terrible. These ICE officers, they were immigration officers at the time, INS officers, their attitude towards the detainees was really, really poor. They mistreated them something terrible. If the detainee needed soap or needed a clean towel or had a little complaint of some nature, they would chase them out of the office and wouldn't listen to them, wouldn't make out any complaint papers or anything, or file any complaint for them. They were treated regardless of what country they were from. They were treated disrespectfully.
And can you describe some of the abuses and the corruption that you witnessed at the detention center?
They were afraid of the ICE officers. If they came up and asked a question, if the ICE officer was in a good mood, or if he had a fight with his wife that day, or if he just had a hangover or something, sometimes they would just shove him around and push him out of the office, and or try to instigate a fight in the dorm between detainees. Tell one detainee, well, this one here said something about you, and trying to provoke things there in the dorm to make it a hostile environment.
And you were employed at the detention center in the late 80s. Do you know what the current conditions are there?
Right now, I do not know what the current conditions are, other than there has been recent hunger strikes by the detainees.
And you've spent the last 20 years alerting government officials about the corruption and abuse that you witnessed. Can you give me a brief trajectory of this experience and what the current state of investigation is now?
I gave some information to a government official with the new Department of Homeland Security. They asked for a copy of this, of the manuscript. I sent them three chapters, the first three chapters of the book, because I thought, well, if they're going to be interested enough to read this much, they'll want the rest of the information. But they never contacted me, and this was back in 2006. Carl Rove read it in 2003. I sent him the manuscript. I did get a letter from the White House, and the letter is on my website, and tell me that, and this was a letter from Secretariat to the President or something of that nature there at the White House, and they said it was going to be sent on to the new Department of Homeland Security. Well, I waited and I waited and I waited, and nothing was ever brought to my attention that they received anything. So I went to my congressman, Dave Camp, and then Bark Stupak, and they contacted the right department and got something going in my direction, you know, helping me to get the information to the Department of Homeland Security. And Homeland Security said that they never got this information from Karl Rove. Not that Karl Rove didn't send it, because he did send it to the Secretary of the President, but that information was not passed on to the Department of Homeland Security, as the letter states, and that I received from the White House. Yeah, that's the last I've heard. The only thing that they knew is I was publishing a book, and that I named quite a few people in the book who had was responsible for some of the deaths that was going on, and the nature of some of the beatings and the torture that some of these detainees.
And have you heard anything since the book has been published?
No, not yet.
And what would you like to see government officials do about what you witnessed at the detention center?
I would like to see these people treated in a humane way. They are people. They are human beings. They don't need to be treated like this. I worked at that detention facility for 6 years, 5 years, six, 8 years, gathering information from that facility because of my contacts with government officials who were feeding me information, what was going on in there, plus security supervisors and other detention ICE officers who were on my side, who realized that I wasn't afraid to stand up against these people. It wasn't the government I was going after, fighting. It was the corruption of these government officials who thought they were above the law because they worked for the government. Nobody, I don't care what department they work in, the President of the United States doesn't have a right to stand behind breaking our laws and thinking because he works for the government that he's not subject to be disciplined. But these guys, really, they took advantage of the women. They got some of these women pregnant. They sent them back to their countries. And I said, listen, send those kids back here. Let these men support those kids. You know, this has happened on government property, and it was considered rape. That's what we was taught when we hired in there, that anybody was forced into a sexual act of any kind was considered rape inside a government facility like this.
And because you've stood up against what you saw, you have received death threats and have been forced out of the state. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, the death threats came from the people who were smuggling the cocaine in our INS buses. That's where the death threats came from. I didn't realize until afterwards that I had talked with a friend of mine who was who knew what the investigation was, but the death threats came from the drug cartel because they were afraid that I was going to open a can of worms and an investigation was going to come in and then expose what they were doing when they were smuggling the drugs from checkpoint to checkpoint in our INS buses.
There was a large public outcry against the abuses at Abu Ghraib, not only from the public but from government officials as well. Why do you think the detention center is receiving less attention?
Because they don't care. They what happened in Iraq in the prisons there. The very same thing that they that the public read about in the newspapers and seen pictures of are the very same things that I witnessed inside this detention facility, or else came in contact with people who did.
And so you think that people just don't care because these detainees are in the country?
Low-class people. They consider them low-class people, and they have no rights whatsoever. And once they're in a government facility like that there, they have to surrender and be subject to anything that the officer dishes out to them.
And what are your opinions on border security and on Arizona's new immigration reform?
Freedom is not free. America is an example of, and we have set an example, and we should continually set an example for other countries, but we're not a refuge. We cannot just open our borders and allow people to come over. We need to, Mexico needs a fight, and other countries just as well. Other countries are successful in gaining their liberty and their freedom, but if people keep coming over here, they're not going to do anything for their country. And like I said, freedom is not free. You have to fight for it. We have service men and women today over in Afghanistan and Iraq who is keeping our country free today to keep the terrorists from coming over here. And people from other countries have to realize that if they stay there and fought for their rights, and yes, there's going to be bloodshed.
So then would you say that you do believe in strong border security?
Yes, I have to acknowledge I do.